Hello once again, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. This is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Well, as the festival season is slowly, the outdoor festival season is slowly coming to a close, thought I'd start out this episode of Triangle Bulletin Board with some of the Carolina music festivals that are coming up. October 9th and 10th, it is the Mustang Music Festival in Corolla. As you might expect, it benefits the Corolla Wild Horse Fund, a nonprofit organization working to protect and preserve the last remaining herd of Spanish Mustangs on the northern Outer Banks. It presents a slate of shows at a main outdoor site and late-night sets at various other venues. Regional breweries and area restaurants will have contingents on site alongside arts and crafts vendors. Festival site is the Whalehead. October 10th, Clayton Shindig. That's, of course, in Clayton. The small town gathering is a benefit for Toys for Tots and also features a barbecue cook-off, beer from local breweries, and a cornhole tournament. A second stage has been added for this year, the festival site, of course, downtown Clayton. October 10th as well, it is the 3B Music Festival in Union Grove. The 3B Festival presents country, bluegrass, blues, and barbecue, plus crafts and more in a benefit for the American Renaissance School. The festival site is Fiddler's Grove Campground. October 10 and 11, Pleasure Island Seafood Blues and Jazz Festival. This is in Curry Beach. The Oceanside Festival presents national, regional, and local blues and jazz performers on two stages, plus coastal cuisine, craft vendors, adult beverages, and a children's area with magicians, jugglers, clowns, and more. The festival is sponsored by the Pleasure Island Chamber of Commerce. The festival site is the Fort Fisher Air Force Recreational Area. October 15th through the 18th, it's LEAF in Black Mountain. The semi-annual LEAF, Lake Eden Arts Festival, embraces New Ageism, world music, and the outdoors at a mountain camp well-appointed for weekend festivals. The site is Camp Rockmount. October 16 and 17, Old Front Porch Music Festival in Oriental. The picturesque coastal village of Oriental opens the front porches of several homes and businesses for about a dozen performers who play a variety of music throughout the afternoon. Artisans and crafters will display their wares at the country marketplace, and various restaurants and businesses support the festival with special sales and other activities. There will also be a classic car show and a chicken barbecue dinner. Festival site, Broad and Hodges Street, and the Old Theater, all in Oriental. October 16 and 17, the Carolina Jubilee in Union Grove. The festival is a fundraiser for the Carolina Farm Trust, which buys farmland and puts it into a protective trust to lease back to new and existing farmers. In addition to music, several Carolina microbreweries, wineries, and farm-related vendors will showcase their products and educate the community. This is the festival's first year. Festival site is Van Hoy Farms. October 17 and 18, American Roots Music and Arts Festival. That's in Raleigh. The festival, which starts this year, is to celebrate the best in music, food, and arts with 2 days of nationally known musical acts and the Taste of Raleigh Food and Brews celebration, plus special events, vendors, and more. The festival site is Walnut Creek Amphitheater. Once again, that's the rundown of the Carolina Music Festivals coming up during October. Right now, nothing scheduled for November or December. Audio described performances as provided by Arts Access. Audio description involves the accessibility of the visual images of theater, television, movies, and other art forms for people who are blind, have low vision, or who are otherwise visually impaired. It is a narration service provided at no additional charge to the patron. Okay, coming up Sunday, October 11th, The Rivals, Raleigh Little Theater at 3. Duels, duplicities, and disguises abound in Richard Brinsley Sheridan's timeless comedy. At the center of it all is Lydia Languish, who is languishing. She is infatuated with a penniless ensign and can imagine nothing more romantic than sacrificing her substantial inheritance by eloping with him. Friday, October 16th, A Lesson Before Dying, Justice Theater, Claire Hall on Leesville Road in Raleigh at 8. Jefferson is an innocent young man condemned to death in backwoods Louisiana in 1948. At the trial, his lawyer, trying to save his life, calls him a hog. In prison, he decides to act like one, insisting that he will be dragged like that hog to his death in the electric chair. Sunday, October 18th, The Hounds of Baskerville. This is Carrie Youth Applause at Carrie Arts Center at 3. In the shadow of his uncle's mysterious death, Sir Henry Baskerville sets out for his ancestral home, threatened by danger, mystery, and a fiendish hound that stalks his family. Sir Henry is relieved when Sherlock Holmes himself arrives to trap the diabolical killer and unravel the mystery. Sunday, October 18th, on the listing of audio-described performances, it's Asylum, Burning Coal Theater Company, Murphy's School Auditorium at 3. Burning Coal Theater teams up with the Brooklyn-based Only Child Aerial Theater to present this dynamic piece performed largely in the air about an asylum circa the mid-1970s and the people whose lives are inextricably connected through the old building. Tuesday, October 20th, it's Seminar, Playmakers Repertory Company, UNC Chapel Hill, 7:30. Four aspiring young writers ante up big bucks to learn from a legendary novelist, but their fiction and their egos will be unsparingly dissected before he's through. Ray Dooley leads the no-holds-barred masterclass on power, sex, and the nature of art. Ferocious and fast-paced with sparkling wordplay, Seminar takes no prisoners. Saturday, October 24th, Into the Woods, North Carolina Theater, Raleigh Memorial Auditorium at 2. Straight off the success of the hit motion picture, venture into the woods with us and learn what happens to your favorite fairy tale characters before and after the words, Happily Ever After. The Tony Award-winning book and score are both enchanting and touching. Also on the audio-described performances list, Thursday, November 1st, Death Trap, Triad Stage Greensboro at 2. Sidney Brule is a successful playwright, and thrillers are his specialty. After a series of flops, he is desperate for a hit. He thinks he has found his next box office smash, but it's a script written by one of his former students. Together with his wife, he hatches a deadly plan to make the story his own. Sunday, November 15th, A Year with Frog and Toad. This is Raleigh Little Theater at 5. This is a musical about friendship for all seasons. Follow the adventures of Worrywart Toad and a perky frog as they plant gardens, swim, rake leaves, go sledding, and learn life lessons along the way. Tuesday, November 24th, Peter and the Sun Catcher, Playmakers Repertory Company, UNC Chapel Hill at 7:30. An apprentice star catcher and an orphan boy take to the high seas in this whimsical and hilarious origin story of the boy who never grew up. Join us for a wildly theatrical holiday treat with a dozen actors portraying more than 100 unforgettable characters to bring you a story that will delight adults and children alike. All right, those were all audio-described performances. Carolina Theater schedule. Carolina Theater, of course, on West Morgan Street in Durham. The phone numbers, 919-560-3030 or 888-241-8162. Friday, October 9th, it's Leanne Rimes. Leanne Rimes is one of the most successful entertainers with a career spanning more than two decades. With 44 million albums sold, two Grammy Awards, three Academy of Country Music Awards, and 12 Billboard Music Awards, she has made her mark in the world of music. Unstoppable from the age of 11, Leanne was the youngest person to ever win a Grammy Award. Tickets start at $37. Saturday, October 10th, funny man Stephen Wright. Academy Award winner Stephen Wright is a prototype comedian that many others continually try to follow. Stephen has been seen in numerous films, including Desperately Seeking Susan, So I Married an Axe Murderer, Natural Born Killers, and Nora Ephron's Mixed Nuts. Tickets start at $35. Sunday, October 11th at Carolina Theater, Bach and His Children, Old and New. This is presented by the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle. Performance at three, tickets are $25. Tuesday, October 13th at Carolina Theater, Ghost Hunters Live. Jason and Steve bring the world of the paranormal and the wildly popular show Ghost Hunters to you in this interactive stage presentation. Tickets start at $28. Thursday, October 15th, Mark Broussard, A Life Worth Living. Club Carolina, a decade after his critical breakthrough, Mark Broussard has come full circle with A Life Worth Living, his sixth studio album, a celebration of what home means to him, starting with his wife and kids, the street he's lived on his entire life, surrounded by loved ones and all the minutiae of everyday life that he has come to treasure. Tickets start at $27. Friday, October 16th at Carolina Theater, Aaron Neville and the Blind Boys of Alabama. With his album My True Story, one of the world's finest singers is revisiting the music he grew up with. This is a collection of 12 classic doo-wop numbers performed in his utterly inimitable vocal style. The Blind Boys of Alabama are recognized worldwide as living legends of gospel music, celebrated by the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences with Lifetime Achievement Awards, inducted into the Gospel Music Hall of Fame, and winners of five Grammy Awards. They have attained the highest levels of achievement in a career that spans more than 70 years and shows no signs of diminishing. Tickets for this show start at $37. Again, that's Aaron Neville and the Blind Boys of Alabama, Friday, October 16th. Saturday, October 17th, it's Tom Papa. With more than 20 years as a stand-up comedian, Tom has found success in film, television, and radio, as well as his live performances. Tom's second-hour stand-up special, Freaked Out, was named one of the 10 best comedy albums of 2013. Tickets start at $26. Sunday, October 18th, Becca Stevens Band. Becca says her latest album, she wanted to use the word animal in the album title because writing and recording this set of songs was like taming something that had a life of its own. Becca Stevens Band, tickets start at $15. Sunday, October 18th, Mary Wilson and Frida Payne at Carolina Theater. Legendary vocalist Mary Wilson and Frida Payne will pay respective tributes to two other incredible entertainers, Lena Horne and Ella Fitzgerald. Tickets start at $37. Tuesday, October 20th, Don Williams. They came to call Don Williams the gentle giant. In the decades, he was a dominating country hitmaker because of his unique blend of commanding presence and that laid-back, easy style that has appealed to adult men and women alike. If those personal and musical qualities stood out strongly across the 70s, 80s, and 90s, they are all the more distinctive now. Tickets start at $39. Wednesday, October 21st, Taj Mahal Trio. Composer, multi-instrumentalist, and vocalist Taj Mahal is one of the most prominent and influential figures in late 20th century blues and roots music. Tickets start at $30. This event was originally scheduled for this past April. Thursday, October 22nd, Joe D. Messina. Friday, October 23rd, Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors. Sunday, October 24th, John Hodgman and his Vacation Land Tour. Sunday, October 25th, Mike Ferris and the Roseland Rhythm Review at Club Carolina. Monday, October 26th, it is UB40. Thursday, October 29th, Christian McBride and Edgar Mayer. Friday, October 30th, North Carolina District Step Show. Saturday, October 31st, Miss Black and Gold Scholarship Pageant. Okay, let's move to the Durham Performing Arts Center, also known as DPAC. Tickets are available through the following: DPACNC.com, DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787. DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham, or you can contact Ticketmaster. Okay, at DPAC on Friday, October 9th, it is Brian Regan, one of the most respected comedians in the country. Regan has earned the praise of the press, the public, and fellow comedians like Jerry Seinfeld, who says of Regan, he is one of my favorite stand-up comedians. And this from Chris Rock. No comedian in the world says, yeah, I want to follow Brian Regan. October 13th through the 18th at DPAC, A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. Tuesday, October 20th, Danny Elfman's Music from the Films of Tim Burton. Wednesday, October 21st, it is Ricky Martin. October 23rd through the 25th, Disney's Beauty and the Beast. Monday, October 26th, Orquesta Buena Vista Social Club, the Farewell World Tour. Wednesday and Thursday, October 28 and 29, John Cleese and Eric Idle. Friday, October 30th, The Reunion, Faith Evans and Mace. Saturday, October 31st, Big Sean featuring Rich Homie Quan, Rhapsody and more. Sunday, November 1st, Mary J. Blige, but that show has already been sold out. Tuesday, November 3rd, So You Think You Can Dance Tour 2015. Thursday, November 5th, Funny Lady Wanda Sykes. Friday, November 6th, John Prine, long considered a songwriter's songwriter. John Prine is a rare talent who writes the songs other songwriters would sell their souls for. Evidence of this is the long list of songwriters who have recorded his gems, including Johnny Cash, Bonnie Raitt, the Everly Brothers, John Denver, Kris Kristofferson, Carly Simon, Ben Harper, Joan Baez, and many others, with immeasurable accolades, including the distinction of being one of the few songwriters honored by the Library of Congress and U.S. Poet Laureate. Saturday, November 7th, it is Patti LaBelle. LaBelle. The word beautiful simply does not describe the incomparable force known to the world as Patti LaBelle. The soulful songbird's name has become synonymous with grace, style, elegance, and class. Sunday, November 8th at DPAC, Wild Kratts Live. Tuesday, November 10th, The Illusionists. This mind-blowing spectacular showcases the jaw-dropping talents of most incredible illusionists on Earth. The Illusionist, Witness the Impossible, has shattered box office records across the globe and dazzles audiences of all ages. Thursday, November 19th, Jason Isbell. Friday, November 20th, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Saturday, November 21st, QDR Country for Kids, featuring Big and Rich. Sunday, November 22nd, Dave Rawlings Machine. Friday, November 27th, it is Glenn Hansard. And Sunday, November 29, Straight No Chaser. At Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, through October 25th, it is Symphony Fantastique, Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater. October 9 and 10, Beethoven and Mozart, North Carolina Symphony, Maimandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock both nights. October 11th, a gala with Renee Fleming, North Carolina Symphony, Maimandy Concert Hall at 7:30. October 11th, Alvin and the Chipmunks live at Memorial Auditorium. Alvin and the Chipmunks live on stage is a dynamic, engaging, interactive, music-filled tour featuring music by One Direction, Maroon 5, Carly Rae Jepsen, Elvis Presley, and more. The Chipmunks are tricked by Ian Hawke to put on a fundraising concert to save Woodstock. October 16th, Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 6, North Carolina Symphony Mandy Concert Hall at 12. October 16 and 17, music from the movies, North Carolina Symphony, again, Mandy Concert Hall, this time at 8 o'clock. October 16 and 17, music from the movies, North Carolina Symphony, Maimandy Concert Hall at 8. October 20th, B93.9's Bra Country at Fletcher Opera Theater. October 20th through the 25th, Into the Woods. October 23 and 24, an evening with Jeffrey and Gabriel Kahane, North Carolina Symphony, Maimandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock both nights. October 30th, Gibson Brothers, presented by Pinecone, Fletcher Opera Theater at 8. October 30th and 31st, Halloween at Hogwarts, The Music of Harry Potter, North Carolina Symphony, Maimandy Concert Hall, with 3 performances. And October 30th through November 1st, Madam Butterfly, North Carolina Opera at Memorial Auditorium. Coming up next on our list for Triangle Bulletin Board, Duke performances. The phone number is 919-660-3356, or you can contact the box office at 919-684-4444. Friday, October 9th, it's Jonathan Biss on piano, Baldwin Auditorium at 8. The piano recital series begins with the pianist, scholar, and New York City cultural linchpin, Jonathan Biss. Biss comes to Duke performances with a program of works by Mozart, Schoenberg, and Schumann. Friday, October 16th, it's Abdullah Ibrahim and Ikaya, Baldwin Auditorium. Since signing his first record deal under the patronage of Duke Ellington in 1964, South African jazz legend Abdullah Ibrahim has made a staggering 52 albums as pianist and bandleader and has played a central role in his country's 20th century musical and political landscape. Saturday, October 17th, Quarteto Casals. Friday and Saturday, October 23rd and 24th, Renee Harris Pure Movement. Monday, October 26th, Buena Vista Social Club Adios Tour, Deepak at 7. Thursday, October 29th, John Hope Franklin at 100. Friday, November 6th, Armacord, Baldwin Auditorium at 8 o'clock. In 1992, 5 erstwhile members of St. Thomas's Boys Choir in Leipzig, where Bach himself once served as music director, decided to continue their musical partnership into adulthood. Thus, the all-male vocal ensemble Armacord was formed In the 20 years since, they have toured 6 continents and become great musical ambassadors of Germany. And then on Saturday, November 7th, Montrose Trio, Baldwin Auditorium, tickets $38 and $32, $15 for ages 30 and under, $10 for Duke students. Arts NC State, this is NCSU Center Stage. Ticket Central is in Thompson Hall. Saturday, October 24th, it is Kenny Barron. Thursday, October 29th, Emil Mathluthi. November 5th through the 7th, A Simple Space by Graffiti and Other Myths. Saturday, November 14th, Art of Time Ensemble, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. By the way, NC State University's Gregg Museum currently offers the exhibition Life's Little Dramas, The World of Puppets and Illusions. The exhibition is at the D.H. Hill Library Exhibit Gallery on Broughton Drive in Raleigh. The Gregg Museum recently acquired an important collection of international puppets gifted by retired commercial artist John C. Henry. Carolina Performing Arts at UNC Chapel Hill Memorial Auditorium, 919-843-3333. Friday and Saturday, October 9 and 10, Antigone by Sophocles. Tuesday, October 20th, Gil Shaham, violin, Bach 6 solos. Gil Shaham is back at UNC for another performance on Thursday, October 26th with the UNC Symphony Orchestra. Friday, October 23rd is Marisa. Thursday, October 29th, Danae Suarez. Friday, October 30th, Chicago Symphony Orchestra. Friday, November 6th, Musana, Memories Before History. Tuesday and Wednesday, November 10 and 11th, Ensemble Intercontemporary Contemporane with Matthias Pincher. Saturday, November 14th, it is Del McCoury and David Christman. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is also readily available as a podcast on our website, triangleReadingService.org. Now, if you have any comments or questions, please don't hesitate to give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.